From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. President Trump has not yet settled on a way to pay for his proposed border wall with Mexico. Estimates run from $12 billion on up. Trump insisted this week that Mexico would pay for it. Mexico refused. Yesterday, the White House floated another idea, a 20% tax on all imports from Mexico into this country. White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus said that was just part of a buffet of ideas. But what would it mean? NPR's Sonari Glinton joins us from NPR West in Southern California. Sonari, what would happen if there was this 20% tax?
What would happen is that nothing exported would be taxed, and there would be 20% tax on imports. And what that would do is lower tax rates here and provide cash for the government. That is the argument.
Well, but isn't the argument on the other side that if companies in Mexico are taxed, as you said, 20% to sell things into the U.S., they'll just pass that along to consumers? So some of the cheaper items that come in from Mexico that are sold at places like Walmart will cost more.
That is one of the fears. But the idea of this is also to encourage business to stay in, say, a host country, right? So that makes it easier to export from the U.S. That is the idea of this sort of policy. But it's really broad. I mean, it ends up being really broad and has to be a part of a much larger package to understand.
Well, and let's talk a little more about that bigger package because, for instance, American companies make things in Mexico, car parts, for instance. So there's a speculation that things like those parts and therefore cars might be more expensive in this country. But former Mexican President Vicente Fox, who's been very colorful in his anger at Donald Trump and the idea of a wall, told NBC's Today Show this morning he does not think Trump will spark what he called a trade war. Let's listen.
I don't think he will do it because there is so much to lose for United States, starting with 10 million jobs.
Now, Sonari, Bloomberg puts it at about 5 million jobs in the U.S., making things that are sold into Mexico. And if Mexico says, oh, yeah, well, we're going to tax you coming back in, doesn't Vicente Fox have a point?
Well, I mean, if you look at it, I mean, just take my world. I focus on cars a lot. The U.S. Exports about $22 billion in cars to Mexico, and it imports about $75 billion. So that automatically, just in the auto industry, you can see how that could potentially have an effect on the cost of certain things. However, the idea is that it balances out on the other side, meaning more jobs, a healthier economy. That is the principle behind this idea.
Well, and to blur it even more, according to the National Bureau of Economic Research working paper in 2010, about 40% of the content of all the things that Mexico sends to us in the U.S., sells to us in the U.S., 40% originates in the U.S. In other words, is sold to Mexico to make those things. So barley for Mexican beer or, as we said, car parts.
One of those examples is that a Ford F-150, they build some aluminum bodies in Mexico, then they transport them. And with engine parts and things like that, literally a part might go between the U.S. and Mexico or the U.S., Mexico, then Canada or someplace else multiple times.
So you could be punishing U.S. companies who want to sell things to Mexico to make those things that Mexico would sell back but maybe won't because they're going to be, you know, have an increased 20% tariff. It's fascinating. Sonari Glinton, we will continue to look at this. Thank you so much.
It's always been a pleasure.
And you're listening to Here and Now.